Hey, thanks a lot for being here. This is Greg Moody with Success Training for Karate Build, and I'm here with my good friend, my instructor, and longtime fellow martial artist, almost ninth degree black belt, eighth degree black belt, Michelle Langren Lee, Chief Master Michelle Langren Lee. Thanks a lot for being here.
My pleasure. It's always exciting to talk with you. You're full of lots of ideas and motivation, so this
Oh,
will
well, you too. That's why we
be
always get in arguments over things, but in a good
fun.
way. Well, you've been doing the pink belt campaign for many, many years here, and I was wondering for my students and for all the students that might watch this, how did that get started, and what did you want to kind of accomplish with it?
Oh, it's a fascinating story, actually. So, it was 14 years ago when one of my little kids in one of my academies, he said, my mom or my grandma has breast cancer, and it was when they were doing the 3-day walks, and Susan G. Komen was like the big rage for pink, and he asked if he said that he had seen in my warehouse I had this box of white belts. And he said, "Can I have them?" And I said, "Well, yeah. I mean, they were kind of like dirty. They've been sitting in this box. I go, you can have it." I didn't even ask what he wanted it for. I just gave it to him. And it turned out he dyed them pink, and all of his friends and relatives, they wore the pink belt and they marched for 3 days with it, and they raised a ton of money. And so he came back and he's like, "Will you promise me that you'll do this next year?" And I said, "Oh, sure." And I totally forgot about it. And it was September 15th, and okay, October 1st, you gotta be prepared. And he came in with his mom, and they're like, "Do you have like a lot of the belts? Like, we're gonna do this year." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna do that." And I started like see if I could go to Amazon and buy them. And they didn't have pink belts, and then I freaked out, so I called Century Martial Arts and I said, "I have a complete disaster here. I need," and at that time I said, "I need 2,000 pink belts." And they said that they could do it. So I was like, "Oh, cool." So I got the 2,000 pink belts, and when they arrived in one day, they all sold out. And I was like, "No, oh no, I need 15,000 pink belts." So I called Century, and they worked 24 hours a day for 3 days. And got all these belts. We put them in boxes, and Tony and I put, well, we spread them out in Arizona. So we all had a bunch to sell. And then we put them in the back of our truck. We drove to California through the night in the dark and stuff. We met at gas stations for different ATA schools. And then we were giving them belts, and everything was sold out within 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, we're like, wow, this is, and I mean that so much money was made, and it was just spectacular. So that's where it kicked off. I give that little boy all the credit. It wasn't my idea.
What's
I
his
don't
name?
even
Can we give
really
a shout
like
out?
it. You know what? Right now, I can't remember his name right now because it was 14 years ago, and he was just a kid, and like he didn't. I don't even think he made it to black belt, but he's in pictures. But I'll have to go back because the people from PV probably remember his name.
We'll have to add it to the show notes if we can remember his name and give him congratulations for creating starting something, you know?
Right? Yeah, it was incredible. And I didn't, I had to get permission from the ATA too, that can I do this, because it's Founders Month and that was their fundraising. And I was able to convince them because Mrs. Suncy Lee had had breast cancer. And this was near and dear to her. So, for the foundation on behalf of Mrs. Lee, even not just Eternal, made it very special. And then everybody was on board for doing it continuously.
And for the students that I have or that were watching that maybe don't know, Eternal Grand Master H.U. Lee, who passed away, in October. So that's why it's called the Founders Month. And so if anybody didn't know that, it's a good time to do this now. So what happens is, for anybody who doesn't quite understand this, or for next year when I would send this out to the students and they get to know the story, they get to purchase the belt, and then that money goes towards the Breast Cancer Foundation.
Yes, and I have people that are in ATA and people that are out of ATA. So when it's out of the ATA, 2/3 of the money that is raised goes to women fighting breast cancer. So we're continuously trying to get people who we know that found out throughout the 12-month period of time. And then that way at the end in December is when, because we do it in October, the most of the people do it in October. And then it takes us all the way through November to get everything situated with the funding and sending the money back to us. And that's just the way that we do it. But sometimes when it's people that are outside of the ATA, they will just keep the two-thirds and find somebody that's fighting breast cancer. But if they don't have somebody in their dojang that is fighting breast cancer, many times they'll just send it back to us, and then we will go ahead and distribute it. We distribute it to people. They don't even have to be martial artists. It's very wide open. I don't advertise it like on TV. 1 year I did. I thought, oh, this will be great because more people will want to do pink belts. But all it did was give me 1,000 people that needed a $500 grant. And
Yeah.
that's kind of how we do it is we break it up into $500 grants. Sometimes half the time the schools don't even have somebody in particular. So I don't advertise, but we really like it to be somebody that is connected to the community. So it could be a grandma that's not doesn't do martial arts, or it could be anybody that's like their best friend even, but just not generically to the public.
Oh, so that's something important for people to know, that this can help support them, the students in their school and the community, and it has a little bit more of a personal connection.
Right. And we take it, even if somebody has been in remission up to 2 years, we will still accept that because you're still dealing with a lot, even when you're in remission. So there's a bigger window to it. When I originally did this, I got excited because I used to be an intern for Make-A-Wish Foundation when I was in college, and I loved it. So that's kind of how I formatted what they do, such that they get the money and they can do whatever they want with it. So it's like kind of their idea of what would they want. And I mean, a lot of times it's the family wants to paint her bedroom and make a, maybe even get a new bed frame or get things like that since they're in their bedroom a lot, or bringing in a best friend or a relative to come be with them. But it's totally up to them. So we just give the money away that way.
That's amazing. And I really am intrigued by having some schools or outside of the ATA do this. You know, that's something I didn't realize you did. And I'd love to, facilitate that. When you've taught other martial arts schools, like when you went to Washington, did you mention that there, or was that not part of the event?
It was in Buffalo, New York is where I went. What's that?
You just go to Washington and met some people that we have common, people we know from there?
We met on Zoom. Yeah,
Okay.
we met on Zoom. But
You let those people know that this is something that they can do, or is that probably you're busy with other stuff when you're there?
I did let them know, but their organization, that the convention's organization, I should say, they do a very big fundraiser, and I think it's the traditional ones like Shriners or things like that. But I did talk about it, that is something that we do, and especially for martial artists, it's a great thing to do a philanthropic activity in your dojang, however you're doing it, for the community, because that really is part of our tenets of what we do.
Yeah, well, and I think for the school owners, it's something they would love to do, that their students would feel like they're connected to the community as part of their school. You know, that's a big deal, that part of being in the martial arts school as a student means that you're contributing and you're doing something to community. That's one thing that we always talk about, that there are supposed to be black belts outside the school, not just in the school.
And we have items other than the belts, like, we've got pink shirts. We've got next year is going to be a huge hit. I think you've seen me wear my ca pink camouflage pants. I bought those. That was a long time ago. It was like 10 years ago, and it was when Susan G. Komen was big, so everybody was doing it. Everybody was wearing pink socks, and the football players, and but the army did it. And then they had a surplus of pants, so I bought a bunch of them at the time, and I gave them as gifts to people that had been doing things. But we're gonna have them made in something that's more comfortable for a martial artist, kicking pants that are camouflage.
Oh, I think that's great. That's a plus. You don't have to wear the same thing all the time. You can wear something different for your
Some
uniform.
people don't want to wear a pink belt. Some
Yep.
people, you know, they'll do the pants, they'll do the shirt, they'll wear the hat, they'll do, you know, we've got the little dragon keychains and we put a pink pearl, we sell those too. So it's not just belts that we have. There's a lot of items that are branded, but if it's an organization that it's multiple people and it's going to be a bulk order of things, then we can brand it their way,
Okay.
and that would work too.
Yeah, I think a lot of organizations might be interested in that. Maybe a separate conversation with about that, because I'm excited about that. I didn't realize at all that you were working with some other people, and I think that makes it. We want to bring everybody together.
Absolutely. I mean, breast cancer, it is on the rise. It's crazy. They're saying that, but like the statistics are just huge. Like 1 in 8 sometime in their life is going to happen.
Wow.
And I think it might even be going like smaller than that. So it's just it's a good thing, and it empowers them, the people, everyone to work out harder. I mean, if you do martial arts or you fitness and you do those things, you're going to have at least a better chance of not getting it. So we find that's really important. Another thing that was really cool that happened, and it was at Chief Master Wackel's location, and it was the very first year, and one of the mommies had just been diagnosed with breast cancer but hadn't told the 7-year-old child. And because we launched it, and we talk about what breast cancer means, especially with the littles, because they don't even kind of understand. We do it in a gentle way. And but that mom, we were on the news with her because she was saying it was so easy for me to tell my child because the 7-year-old knew what breast cancer was.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I think that I'm sorry, that's like emotional. That was
Yeah.
then, just special for the mom. And also, now that you said that, I guess for kids to know, even if somebody in their family doesn't have breast cancer, for kids to kind of be exposed to this, as you said, in a gentle way, they kind of understand about real life.
Yeah.
And really what's happening, and then they can have some empathy for other people that might be going through something that's difficult, whether that's breast cancer or something else.
Right. Right. And I thought it was pretty awesome too that this year Senior Master Rungi from Colorado, he came down here because he's retired, and he was, training with us. And while he was here, his daughter, who's only 23, got, and with two babies, just got breast cancer diagnosis, and it was an emergency 2 days later, a mass double mastectomy. And so,
Wow.
like, every year I have a patch. So this year's patch, that's a picture of her punching. And so,
Oh.
it really worked out amazing. And so this whole year, my schools were fully supporting her and in what she's doing. We gave her the $500 grant right away, and making it important for the child to be a part of it too. So that was pretty cool.
That's fantastic. Well, for schools that want to get participate, what do they need to do, and how would they get started in it?
Well, they would just reach out to me, and then we would design what it is that they would like to do. I mean, there's so many different products that we have, and so many ways to do it. It does not have to be October. At first, we were just hell bent on that because we're like, okay, we're going to work for 3 months, and we've got to put this down
Yeah.
because we do not make any money off of this at all. And it is a lot of work with the shipping and things, because when we ship it out, whatever we send it as a kit, they don't pay anything. Whatever is purchased, then that stuff just comes back. Whatever wasn't purchased, that comes back to us. So they
Okay.
don't have to maintain that. They don't ever have to, the school owner does not have to pay for anything. We pay for the shipping. It's just a little consignment kit. But what has happened is not everybody is being diagnosed for cancer in October. It's throughout the year.
Yeah.
So a lot of people will call and say, hey, it's May. We want to do it now. We want to do it before, she's going in for her surgery, and we want to celebrate this. So we now do it year round. So it doesn't have to be October.
And it seems like if somebody's listening to this and they want to do something like this and they're not in martial arts, or they want to do it for their company, or they want to do it for their church group, or they want to do it for something else, then they maybe just wouldn't use belts as the kind of the artifact that they sell. They would get
Right.
something else.
Absolutely. And I mean, I encourage people, if they want to go, just do it on their own, make whatever, if they want the belt to be designed for them, whatever their style is. I'm happy to share how they can do it themselves too.
Okay.
They don't have to go through me. It's not, I'm not like proprietary information or anything at all like that. I just want to help people with breast cancer.
Oh, that's awesome. What way would they contact you? What are the best ways?
I would say by email. Just
Okay.
email me at.
LeesATAMartialArts@gmail.com. Okay, I'll put that in the notes in the record, but it's LeesATAMartialArts@gmail.com if somebody wants to write that down so that they can contact you. Yeah, because I think even some of my families that are listening, I would encourage them to do this for their company, and it would be a real easy way for them. I mean, I think when we're doing something like a fundraiser for somebody that's so busy and they're either a business owner or they're an important person in their company, the fundraising has to be easy enough for them, and then the money has to go in the right place. Because, let's face it, you got other work to do. You're doing way more work than everybody else in this, but you got other stuff to do. And so I think some people don't do these kind of fundraising things that they would like to, because they think it's going to be all consuming and take away from the rest of their work or their business.
Right. Well, you and I both remember, I mean, back in the day, we always did it for it wasn't Shriners. What was it? It
Was it
was for St.
HG?
Jude's. It was
Oh, okay.
St. Jude's. And everybody in our organization, we did it. But the kids had to go out and shake down people for money and coins and all that stuff. And then we had to do the board breakathon. And then we got all the money, then we sent it back. That's a lot of work. I mean, literally, you just take a table, put a pink thing over it or something, whatever, just to make it like a tablecloth or something, a plastic thing from, Party City. Put this stuff on it. We make a little menu board. And we put a box because a lot of our staff's like, we don't want to be having to, be at the desk and take the payments and do all this stuff. People will just put checks in, they'll put it in an envelope, we've got a QR code. They can just go straight through the portal, which is even better. And we don't want the school owners or whoever's in charge to have to be working. It should just be a thing that happens. In almost every location, there's some mommy from the bench that's like, I'll take care of that, And so it's just easy. I wish everybody would get on board. It frustrates me. Some of my best friends, they don't even do it. And I'm like, you guys, why not?
Well, and that you're making a good point. I don't think everybody understands how easy it could be if they set it up that way. And again, I would, we're doing in our school, so the students that we have that are watching this are going to hear about it from us here, but also that Mr. Cicinelli and Senior Master Sanborn have been, promoting it. But for the people that have businesses or other things, they could do exactly the same thing. They could have a table in their wherever where their employees go, and somebody could make it really, really easy.
We do another fun thing that this is just kind of a segue, but we normally do a kickoff, whatever the first day, October 1st is. I mean, unless it's a weekend and then we have to move it. But so we have balloons and we encourage all of our parents to get on the mat and take the class with us. So Master Hill had this really creative idea with our ambassador program to kind of tie it with it. So if the parent came and took it, then they could get the wristband saying that they did it and stuff. And she knocked it out of the park. She got so many parents to come in. And then when they came in, they said, well, you're already on the mat. You loved everything that we did. We'd like to gift you for coming out here a month of martial arts and stuff. And like almost every one of them took it up. It was just her pitch was just right that it became contagious.
That's great. That's great. I mean, both things are good for them, right? I mean, money for breast cancer, but also more of you guys doing martial arts and more people doing it, because it's going to be a great value for you. Well, good. Well, can you tell? I mean, I don't want to take up all your time. Can you tell us a little bit about Dignity Kit? Or is there anything, first of all, you want to add for the pink belt,
I
event?
think it. That's enough information that they can understand it, but just to know that I'm a complete open book with this stuff. So, feel free to reach out.
So again, Lee's ATA Martial Arts at gmail.com, and that's where you go to contact you, and I'll put it in the notes here too. You want to talk a little bit about Dignity Kids?
It kind of was, well, it didn't come in conjunction with this, actually. This started for me, it was in 2008. Where I really felt that I needed a nonprofit so that I could get into elementary schools easily. And so that we formed Dignity Kids. It is a nonprofit, nothing that we do. We do not collect money from it. We do not, charge anything. So, I mean, that was the main idea with Dignity Kids, is to be able to give kids more than they don't get at regular school. And whether it's the bullying or anything, but Dignity Kids can encompass a lot. I don't have any problem, and I know you really don't have any problem getting into schools, but there's a lot of people that do, for either legitimate reasons that the districts are just too tight, or usually it's the fear of rejection, so they don't even try. And with Dignity Kids, we get the 501c3, and once you've got that piece of paper, it basically, you can do anything you want in the elementary school or in the school districts, as well as charters and other schools.
Yeah, so this lets them reach out in the community and have the backing of something that sound that feels more the schools might feel more comfortable with, or organization might feel more comfortable with, because they're not trying to make money from their students.
Right. And everything that I design it like it's like I'm a teacher. And they're, they're a teacher, and so it's not martial, like, we're not gonna get in there and be like, okay, everybody, I mean, we do martial arts and stuff, but it's more like a child's joyful experience that they do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, so for again, for other businesses that would like to work with you, or karate bow martial arts at the same time, or anybody else that's listening, they can contact you and talk about that. Well, anything else to wrap up with, ma'am, that would be important to mention about these things, or anything you'd want to tell people?
No, I think that covers it.
Okay, we covered everything. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for being here again. If you if for my students, if you haven't met Chief Master, please, meet her at the tournaments or whenever you get to see her. And I think maybe they're intimidated by you or something. Maybe, I don't
They
know.
shouldn't be when I look like this with my pink hair. Actually, tomorrow I get to take it down. I do it for August and September for promotional purposes because everybody that sees my hair, they say something and it reminds me that I'm supposed to talk about this.
Oh, that's a good idea. I could do.
But by tomorrow, my hair will not look like this.
I could paint my head. I could. Painting my head, that might work. Or do the beard.
Yeah, do a pink beard.
Yeah, do the beard, then I remember. That's funny. Yeah, that's a good idea though. Maybe I should have all my guys do that too, because then they would talk, people would talk to them.
People do. I mean, everywhere at church and the grocery store, in the mall, I meet so many people because of this.
That's awesome. All right, well, thanks so much. And again, please, anybody that gets to meet Chief Master, make sure you talk to her. She's a lovely person, wonderful friend of mine. We've known each other for it must be our whole it's been over 30 years, so it must have been our whole lives. We must have met when we were born, I guess.
I think we met 38 years ago.
That's so we must have been two.
Yeah.
So if anybody gets that joke. All right, well, thanks everybody, and hope everybody has a great day. We'll look forward to seeing you at the next success training.
Absolutely. Bye, guys.